You are all sitting in God, breathing God in, and He is manifesting life in physical form through His right hand of positive polarity and His left hand of negative polarity. In between the uncountable billions of lines of light energy passing through you, there scientifically is God, insulating the oppositely polarized light energies from each other. Centering your consciousness individually, there is the staff of light and life eternal. Though God is still, the opposite light energies are in motion. When you move any muscle, light energy is the motive power. Light energy functions through the spirit. The single one is universal spirit, unseen, potent, supreme intelligence, composed of innumerable individual minds. When you record through any sense of smell, touch, taste, sight, hearing, thought, or being, it is the spirit of you that records the action. The substance of flesh is inert to sensing. The conscious mind of God is yours to use, like a universal library, but each must enter through his individual door to read the records. Mundane philosophies, scientific theories, or religious beliefs do not serve as keys to enter God's house. You each must individually open your own door, and when you do, you will discover first that you were inside all the time, but were not aware of it. Few people who attend church understand the beginning of the church. The church buildings today are patterned after an ancient worship. Man and woman originally assumed they had reached a state of being part of God, in the ultimate in the physical body, when the woman gave birth to a child. The man and the woman considered there, had performed a creative act. This is the primary urge of all creation, to recreate. The understanding of the people was, that two things entered into the act of recreation. The male and female were essential to birth. In the time of the ancients, religious worship was conducted in the open. The ancient rites were conducted where a large rock pointed heavenward, symbolizing the projective male, and where another rock presented a cleavage, representing the female. These phallic rites were conducted in reverence, although modern history would lead us to believe that they were sex orgies. The rites were worship in the most sincere form. The church buildings today still present the spire to heaven as the symbol of the projective male. The double open doors still represent the cleavage, the receptive opening of the female. Modern society does not understand sex and its relation to religion. They cannot be separated. The act of bringing a child to birth is not the part of the parent's choice. It is the choice of the child that brings it to birth through the parents. Although many would try to prevent having children, those who are qualified will have children in spite of themselves. Throughout history, sex has been mentioned more than any other subject. The Bible is full of it. Everyone wants to be in on the act because it is the natural, conductive method of recreation. Naturally, when any predominant thought is brought forth, there is always opposition. Those who oppose the recreative act choose to isolate themselves and become ascetics. This is their choice, because primarily they do not feel responsible for bringing new life from the old. Many of these so-called masters that have isolated themselves from society are fakes. They are escapists. They are looking for a way out of the responsibilities of life. They have no reverence toward anything, although they would present a front to make others believe that they are sacred people. Throughout the universe, birth is a privilege of parents. It is the proof manifest that they are qualified to recreate with the Creator. Recreation is the eternal progression of creation. Science is the art of measuring the ever-changing progression. The sciences converted to the destruction of today will only result in a disaster that will be a lesson for the future. O mortals cast in density of form, I center the light to guide your way. My light is not seen by those who observe only the density of figure. Neither can I violate the laws I have made in the wisdom of my eternal ways. I cannot but stay at rest with you, hoping that the best will reach for ail, that I may bring your perception into the light. Man closes doors, man hides himself. He binds himself to possessions of dust, not realizing all is lost to him and lost to me. For only by the progression of thee, do I progress. My parts are scattered throughout my boundless being. I move in many ways to fashion my completeness. Each part shall find the resurrection in me, though the time is recorded in the records lost in space. My eternity is only complete in the patience of myself in thee. And so I wait within, with the knowing that my beginnings never end. O man, in the ever-changing pattern of my thoughts I bring my creatures into being. In seeing motion all about, never doubt that I am there. For I am motion, change, and time, so that my rhyme of repetition may cycle all my parts. Your eyes reach out to see the stars, not realizing each has stars within. Though sin may barricade your way to me, change will be your sword to rend the veil, and I shall hail you in your victory over self. Though my time is naught to me, time to you is meant to be a gauge to register progression in my ways. Motion is the me in thee, O man, to manifest to change, so that in time you may escape the rhyme of rebirth, repetitions, and be timelessly the peaceful thought of me eternally.